James chapter 1, verse 12, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Verse 13, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. Verse 14, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Can you say amen? Amen to the Lord's word. Would you pray with us this morning for us, Lord? We thank you for the privilege to be in your house. We thank you for what we've already heard and felt. Thank you, Lord, for how you're dealing with our hearts. Who knows who you would call from this service this morning into the work of the Lord. Do your work, God. I pray, God, that there be an open heart to receive that dealing. Lord, you know who is here this morning, every lost soul. I pray that you save and deliver. We're fully aware of our inability. We're fully aware of our weaknesses this morning. But God, we know that you are great. We realize your power is great to anoint us, Lord, to reach out and to help us today. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. The Bible here is talking about temptation. And that's what I want to deal with this morning. It's not an unfamiliar subject to us, for sure. Saints of God, fighting against the evil. Amen. These children that are kneeling here this morning. And the children that we saw on the slideshow, they'll grow up. Amen. We'll face something called temptation. Starts, amen, at the earliest age. Can't put a time on it, amen, but there is that tug of war that was spoken to us about already this morning. There is that pull that tries its best to turn our hearts away from our Creator, away from God, away from what God has for us. The Bible here says that every man is tempted when he's drawn away. The Bible here says, verse 15, when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. Every man, temptation, amen, is inevitable. It will come. It will come to everyone. He didn't say, let no man say, if he is tempted, I'm tempted of God. He said, when he is tempted. I realize as I preach this morning, it's not a question of if you're tempted that I have to preach to you about, but it is rather when you are tempted. It is going to come to every one of us, every individual, saint of God, no matter your experience with God, whether great or small, amen, there will come that time when man is tempted. And it comes, it came to the Lord, it came to our Lord. The Bible tells us in Hebrews that he also being tempted. The Bible tells us in the Gospels that he was led of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. The devil told him, said, turn. He had fasted for 40 days, and he said, turn these stones into bread. And he said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. And so the Lord came back with the word of God. The word of God is our offensive weapon. Hallelujah. In there in Ephesians chapter 6, that armor that is put on, the only weapon, the only offensive weapon is the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And Jesus said, it is written. Amen. He says that he takes him up to exceeding high mountain and says, I'll give you all these kingdoms of the world. He said, they're mine. I don't believe the devil was lying there. Amen. He controls the kingdoms of this world. He said, they're mine to give them whoever I will. And I believe that. The devil controls the world. Hallelujah. God has given him that power at this time. Amen. God is the ultimate control, but He has control. He has power. Amen. In high places and all of that. He said, I can give them to whoever I will. And He said, you can get behind me. It is written, you worship nobody but God. And he tells him to throw himself down there and said, it is written, he'll give his angels charge over you. The devil will bring the word of God against you. He'll twist the word of God against you. Said, throw yourself down. Said, the angels will catch you. He said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Amen. And so he won that battle of temptation, and he's able to help us. Matter of fact, the Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter number 2 that he was also tempted, and he's able to succor us, or succor us, which that word, however you want to pronounce it, means help. He's able to help us. The Bible says, for in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to succor us, succor them that are tempted. He's able to help us. We have a help today. We don't have to fall to temptation. Amen. We know, and we most of the time quote that scripture, said he won't put more on you than you can bear. That scripture actually is taken from 1 Corinthians and chapter 10, and it says that in so many terms or words, it says exactly that. But it tells us that God is faithful, and he will not suffer us to be tempted above that we are able to bear. But we'll also, with the temptation, there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear. And I know I'm not real old this morning, but there was a gender, however you want to put it, a group that came and it swept throughout the young people of America years ago, and they had this saying, said, the devil made me do it. And some of y'all probably remember that, and it's a little bit past my age, but the devil didn't make nobody do it. The devil can't make nobody do it. Now, he may have been there and had a lot involved in it, but the devil can't make you do it. God has given every man and person the power to stand for the right. God is faithful. Do you believe God is faithful this morning? God is faithful, even in temptation. In that dark child, that's exactly what it is. It's a dark trial. Amen. That temptation all alone many times. The Bible says that he came to Eve. Nobody was there, else was there. And young people, amen, the devil will come when you're all alone. Amen. He'll come when it seems like mom and daddy ain't there. The preacher ain't there. Nobody else was there. Amen. He said, hath God said, you shall eat of every tree of the garden? The serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field. Hallelujah. It will come. That temptation will come. The woman said, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the tree of the, in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it. You shall surely, lest you die. The serpent said to the woman, you shall not surely die. The temptation began to come. God knows. He says all these things. Said, your eyes are going to be open. You'll be as gods. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, amen, and that it was pleasant to the eyes. Isn't it something how temptation is so pleasant to the eyes? The little kids sing that song, oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. And the eye is so important. I don't want to get sidetracked this morning. I like to stay right on because I want to preach from these scriptures in James chapter 1. But the Lord knows who he's talking to this morning. Amen. God is able to help us overcome temptation. God is faithful. Said it was pleasant to the eyes. That's what the devil will appeal, amen, to what looks so well to you. A tree to be desired to make one wise. She took the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also to her husband and did eat. Amen. It will come. Temptation will come. Praise God. I believe that God is able to help us overcome temptation. I wouldn't be preaching about it this morning if I didn't believe God could help us overcome temptation. Amen. The tempter came to Jesus, the Bible says. And when the tempter came to him, praise God, you don't have to go find temptation. It'll find you. It'll find everyone. When the tempter came to him, amen, you don't have to go out there and say, well, I'm going to go down here. And I know that sometimes we place ourselves in circumstances that we shouldn't put ourselves there. We should stay away from places. Amen. That's like the many years ago, and I've told this many times, said the man got saved and went down to the pastor and said he had a drinking problem. He tried to overcome, amen, his alcohol problem. And he went down to the preacher. He said, man, when I go to work, said, I tie my horse up. Said, and the saloon is right there where I tie the hitching post is right in front of the saloon. And said, then when I leave work, I got to go get my horse. And the preacher said, I've got the answer. He said, you do? He said, yeah, you need to change hitching post. And the answer many times for us could be just simply changing hitching post. Amen. Changing friends. Amen. Not going around that crowd. And in Philippians 3 and 5, he said, for this cause, when I could no longer forbear, I sent to know your faith, lest by some means the tempter, having tempted you and our labor in vain. Paul said to the Thessalonians, I tried to wait as long as I could. He said, but I knew the devil. You know, mama might call and say, you okay? Mom, sure I'm okay. What's wrong? She knows the devil. Hallelujah. Praise God. Maybe a preacher come by or call or something and say, I'm checking on you. What in the world? I'm fine. What's wrong? Amen. Paul knew the Thessalonians and he knew the devil. He said, I could not no longer forbear. I couldn't wait no longer. I had to check on you. He said, I sent to know your faith. I wanted to know if you're still living for God. Amen. Why? Well, yeah, we're doing good. We're shouting. We're praising God. Everything's fine, preacher. Amen. Why are you checking on us? Because I know that the tempter will tempt you and our labor would be in vain. I believe that God is able to help us. God is able to help us overcome temptation. But temptation is inevitable. It will come to everyone. Amen. And the Bible says here, when you are tempted, not if, but when you are tempted. He said, let no man say when I'm tempted. Amen. Let no man say when he's tempted, I'm tempted of God. It's not God's fault. Notice that we're so easy to blame God. Even in the beginning, the Bible says that when God walked in the cool of the day and said, Adam, where art thou? The Bible said they hid their face and they said, we hid our face from you because we was naked. And God said, who told you was naked? Listen to what Adam said. Said, the woman that you gave me. Now, I know he blamed it on the woman. We've always blamed it on the woman. I remember one boy, I was working for him in a pecan farm and he is having trouble. And he got in there, he said, preacher, he said, I believe that Eve took a bigger bite of that apple. But I'll get to that in a minute, but as far as blaming others, but what about blaming God? You see, the reason that that's what the devil wants us to do is get crossways with God right there in our temptation. Because God is all powerful, and I believe that God could make it easier. God could shield us at some times like he did Job, build a hedge about him. But it's not God's fault that we're tempted. It's not God's fault that we die. It's not God's fault that we get sick. We're mankind turned our back on God. I know he's the healer. I know he's the deliverer. I know he's the savior. But it's not God's fault. He said, the woman that you gave me. God, if you wouldn't have gave her to me, I wouldn't have failed. Can y'all hear that in his voice there, his words? It's not God's fault that we're tempted. I know that God is all powerful and I know that God knows all things. Amen. But when we are tempted, we're not tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. It's not God's will. Amen. It's not a cat and mouse game. Amen. The Bible says in 1 John 1:5, this is the message which we have heard of him and declaring to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. There is no darkness in God. No evil in God. He has no evil thoughts concerning me and you. Matter of fact, he said in Jeremiah, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Say, man, God's just trying his best to destroy me. God's not trying to destroy no one or no people or no nothing. God, amen, has no darkness in him. Amen. He said God is light and in him is no darkness at all. It's not God's fault. Amen. God is so holy and so pure and he has our best interest in mind. Amen. I'll just relate to this. When Isaiah saw the Lord high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple, the Bible says that, amen, those angels that had, amen, 6 wings each, 2 of them they covered their feet, 2 of them they covered their eyes, and 2 of them they flew, amen, these angels each had 6 wings each, amen, they cried one to another and said, holy, holy is the Lord, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts, the whole earth is full of his glory. There is no darkness in God. And when you're tempted, God is not sitting over the corner saying, I'm going to see what he's made of. I know God may test us. Amen. And God may put us through the trial, but God never tempts us with evil. The Bible is very clear on that. God never tempts us with evil. It is not God's fault we're tempted. Man, I'm tempted. If the Lord didn't want me to fall, he wouldn't have let that temptation come my way. That's not true. That's a lie of the devil. It's not God's fault that we're tempted ever. Help us, Lord. He said, the woman that you gave me, the woman that you gave me. Can't you see the finger pointing at God? Now we'll get to that in a minute with that finger pointing at each other. He's pointing at her and then he points at God. Amen. But we forget how many we got pointing back at us. Amen. You know, Adam was not deceived. The woman was deceived when she didn't know. The devil had deceived her. Amen. And you can read Romans and Romans chapter 7. And I can't get off the sidetrack this morning. Lord, help me. I want to stay on course here about temptation. But, amen. Paul said, I sinned. Amen. And I didn't know I was sinning, but said that the law came to me. Said the law was meant to bring life to me and bring order to my life and direct me the right way. But because I was a sinner, when the law came, it killed me. The word of God is not, amen, to be, and the law is not, it's in its original intent, is not to be death. But sin in our life causes the commandment to be death. Its original intent was to be life. And Paul said that when that law came into me, it was death to me. He said, but it was death to me so that sin may become exceeding sinful. He said, when it came into me, amen, I revived, amen, and it slew me. The law slew me. Oh, God, help us. It's not God's fault. God has a commandment. Amen. We're to live right. And God, amen, is not an unjust God. God is true. Amen. Let God be true and every man a liar. Amen. In him is light and no darkness at all. It's not God's fault when we're tempted, and it's not God's fault when we fall. Amen. It's us. Amen. Don't say I'm tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. And I know God allows us to walk away. Why did he let the prodigal son walk away? Amen. We're not robots. We're free moral agents. God made us where we can make our own choice. We're not puppets on a string. That's the reason you're not a missionary to Africa this morning. It's because God didn't just pick you up and throw you there. He might call you there. Amen. But you have a choice to obey God. Every man, woman, boy, or girl has a choice to obey, whether they will or not. God may have called you to a place. The Lord knows, amen, who He's talking to this morning. God may have called you to a certain thing. Amen. But we have a choice. We don't have to. Amen. And God doesn't sit there and tempt us with evil. Amen. Lord, help us this morning. Amen. It's not God's fault. Said, who told you was naked, Adam? Said, the woman that you gave me. There's that finger pointing right back at God. Help us to never point our finger at God in an accusing manner, because He is so holy and pure. Amen. He longs for us to serve Him. He longs for us to live right. He longs for us to walk the straight and narrow path. He sent His Son to destroy the works of the devil. He sent His Son to redeem us back from sin. Amen. God, amen, buys us back after we're gone astray. Amen. He loves us so much. Like the story, you've probably heard it many times. The little boy had built the little boat. Amen. And he was, you know, sending it down the little stream. It had a little string on it. Somehow it got a little caught up in something and broke the string and went away. He searched and searched for the little boat. Never couldn't find it. All the care he had put into it. Work and making it and painting it and had all this craft. He loved it so much. And many days later, he's walking in a store in town and he sees his little boat in the window. And he knew, that's my boat. He went in, he said, sir, I don't know where you got that boat, but that's my boat. He said, I lost it. I was out and it got caught in the current and went away. And said, that's my boat. Now I'm going to take it. I'm here to claim it. It's mine. I can prove it to you. He said, I made it. I painted it. This has got my initials on it. All this stuff. And the man said, son, that may be your boat. You may have made it, but said, somebody brought it in here and sold it to me, and I'm selling it. And said, if you want that boat, you'll have to buy it because I bought it. Said, it's mine now. Said, you may have made it, but it's my boat now. And so he saw he wasn't going to get nowhere. So he goes back and sells newspapers and mows lawns and saves his allowance and all this, and finally makes his $5 or $6 and goes back to that store and is still there, and he buys the boat. And the store owner said, when he walked out, he heard him say, now you're twice mine. I made you and I bought you. Hallelujah. And that's the way it is with the Lord. The Lord made us pure. Amen. The Lord made us holy. The Lord didn't make us sinful. Hallelujah. Can I get a witness today? Amen. But sin in the storms of life sailed us way away from God. Matter of fact, he said you were aliens from God. We're not aliens. We're made in the image of God. But sin makes us aliens. But he sent his son and bought us back. Now we're twice his. He made us and he bought us. Hallelujah. I said, now we're twice his. He made us and he bought us. Amen. Temptation. Praise God. Amen. The Bible tells us here, said every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust. It's an individual matter. It's not my wife's fault. It's not God's fault. It's not my daddy's fault. It's not my mama's fault. It's not the preacher's fault. It's my fault. I'm a sinner. Till we get to that place where we'll look ourselves right in the mirror and say, you're the one. You're the sinner. And I know there's circumstances that cause us to be led astray. I know there's circumstances, amen, that we must set up and take heed in our society. Amen. Children without dads. Homes without love. And on we could preach this morning. But when it comes down to it, the Bible says, every one of us shall give an account of himself before God. I know there's deceivable spirits, and I know there's false teachers and false prophets, amen, and false preaching and all that, but when it comes down to it, I'm going to stand before God for myself. You're not going to stand there with me. I'm going to stand before God for myself. I'm telling you, the blame game will be gone right out immediately. The Bible said he's drawn away of his own lust. The Bible says Eve saw that the tree was good for food. When the woman saw, I know the devil painted this beautiful picture. Amen. The devil told her all these lies. That's the way it is in our life. The devil says, oh, it'll be so wonderful. You know, going over to Shreveport, and you don't have to go anywhere. You know, you see billboards and all that. All this fun that everybody's having. I wish they'd let us advertise for them. Put the babies crying. The disconnect notice from the electric bill. I mean, you know, I wish that Budweiser, them things would let me advertise for them. I'd put some stories on there. Where grown men have wept and cried in my office and said, I can't quit. Where mamas have come and said, I'm leaving him for the last time. I'll not put up with him. I've loved him, but I'll not put up with it no more. Where children go to foster homes and scared of the people that love them. All because temptation. It's an individual matter. Amen. The devil can paint the picture so good and so wonderful. And always got somebody out there, you know, on a boat or something, all skimpy dressed or however, and just having a great time. Don't show laying in a hospital bed. Amen. Dying of cirrhosis of the liver or lung disease or COPD. Amen. Always this beautiful picture. Everything looks so good. Temptation. I wish they'd show divorce courts where the wife has black eyes. Amen. Where he's beat her up and he comes in chains. All because of temptation. Preaching to you this morning, I'm out of time. It's an individual matter. Nobody was there but Eve and that old serpent. I don't know what Adam was doing, but he wasn't there. Joseph come in the house. The Bible said there wasn't nobody else there. All alone. He stood. He was faithful. The Bible says David rose out of his bed and walked on the roof of his house. Just him and the devil. And he committed that sin that shook the very foundation of Israel. The kingdom and all the people of Israel. Amen. And all Israel was never the same after David walked that night on that roof. Amen. The devil snuck up beside him. He killed Uriah with a sword. Absalom rose up. Amnon's dead now. Amen. Tamar's defiled now. All because of temptation. 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 But the Bible says the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation. I'm out of time this morning and I'm through preaching. Amen. I've enjoyed this service this morning. Maybe you're here while every head's bowed and every eye closed, and the Spirit of God is dealing with your heart. In a special way. Maybe you're a young person. Young man, young woman. It doesn't matter. Maybe husband, wife, brother, sister, saint of God. I'm not here saying you're lost. You say, Brother Sam, I'm being tempted in such a fierce way. Maybe you're here and you've fallen. Maybe you're here and you've stumbled. Maybe you're here this morning and you're not where you need to be with God. Well, every head's bowed and every eye closed. And you slip your hand up and slip it down. I'm not here to embarrass you, but you say, Brother Sam, pray for me. I Yes, ma'am, God sees your hand. Yes, sir, I love you. Yes, ma'am, God sees you this morning. Yes, sir, God loves you, brother. Somebody else? Yes, sir, God sees you. God bless you, brother. Anybody else slip your hand up and say, Brother Sam, I'm facing that this morning. It looks so good. Maybe you have a call on your life and the Lord was dealing with you while this family was ministering to us this morning. You have a call, a purpose, or God was touching you, but there's things that are holding you back. You say, Brother Sam, pray for me. You don't know me, but pray for me. I don't have to know you. God knows you this morning. He cares more than you could ever imagine. He loves you more than you could ever fathom in your mind. He loves you far more than any human being could ever love. Here this morning, there's hands went up all over this place, and we're going to pray. So there are those that want to pray. You're here this morning. You slip your hand. Just slip it up and slip it back down. Say, preacher, pray for me. Yes, sir, I see that hand. God knows you. Anyone else? Stand together with me this morning. She plays and sings this morning. We'll take some time here. I'd like to pray with you. There's one that has already come for prayer this morning. We're here this morning. Invite you this morning to the prayer. Time of prayer. Maybe you lifted your hand. Maybe you didn't. No matter if you'd like to spend some time in prayer. There are those that want special prayer. You want special prayer this morning. I want you to come. And we'll pray with you today. We'll open these altars for time.